CC do well, and where are we struggling? What came up for your groups?
We'll start.
Okay.
She's the one that's really going to have the spice here, but
good.
Just quickly from my point of view, I think that without even knowing it, we used to play raised playing hockey at the Broadmoor World Arena. That was it, right?
Yeah.
And there was no community people there. When that thing was built, we all of a sudden had a hometown team, and it's amazing to me to go up there and see that nobody at the World Arena has ever stepped foot here, but they want to see the Tigers win. That's a real lesson. I don't know how the hell that happened, but it brought a lot of community together. This is a small thing, but I think it's important in terms of the college's relationship on anything to community. As an alum, I'm one of two alums that I know of that use the old athletic facilities because we can just walk in. And my trainer worked here and all that. Now you can't even get in there without a gold card. And I know that it's not for the community. I know that nobody's going to go use it. But boy, is that a bad signal. And it pisses me off that I'm on the alumni board. I do a lot here. And I can't go in there and lift weights.
The new Elkmar or the old one?
But my point being, everything this school does should have a positive signal to the community. Everything. Doesn't mean everyone's going to be allowed there. It's small. Nobody can park there. But it's an annoyance.
That is a work in progress.
I know. So, I know they're still trying to figure out who can go in.
I mean, once that rec center is built and then they see when the students are using it and if they are planning on coming up with something for the community.
I mean, so. I had to grab just a couple of things before Tony got them all for his school from the old one.
Okay.
And then he made me feel guilty.
So rec center access. I want to make sure and hear the broad range of things that came up. So let's think about, I know that there was something else that somebody had mentioned earlier, library access, so I'll just add this to the top. What else came up in your group?
All right, now you go ahead.
Oh, I think that
way more relevant.
No, not necessarily, but I think there's a lot of really great things happening. I didn't know about them until this presentation, so I'm grateful to understand the breadth of all that's happening. I think there's that's teamed with an opportunity for an enhanced communication line to the broader Colorado Springs area so that people really understand the significant and substantive impact that students are having on our community every day through the K-12 initiatives and other things. I think also what's being done really well is a public interest fellowship. I think that's a tremendous asset to local organizations. We'll have our first one this summer and really excited about it, looking forward to it. What I think could be improved upon feels to me like a cultural issue that resonated very much with me this morning when one of the teams mentioned it, but this lack of clarity around who's ultimately responsible for things, how you really navigate the system and how you get things done. It feels to me as a community member who has a lot of reciprocal partnerships to engage in and who has experience working with various pockets of the university, that it should and can be a lot easier to get things done. I don't know how to do it, and it's unclear who has the ultimate authority. So if there were a cultural shift to some extent to empower the people on the ground in their departments to act on behalf of their department and team resources around community involvement with the opportunities that they have and their priorities, that could be a great development that makes it easier to have embedded partnerships throughout the college.
Give her those specific examples, though, as to how you got in and then things kept being told you couldn't do stuff. You can't.
I mean, just very briefly, that there were a lot of opportunities where I get to work with amazing people on the ground who are empowered to a point to engage in community partnerships until all of a sudden an invisible cord is kind of pulled from behind a curtain somewhere, and then that authority to act on behalf of the best interests of their department or their division is hampered in some way, and our progress towards our implementation of things is on hold or things like that.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Great. Is that why you're here? I mean, honestly, your new job is to help centralize some of that?
Yeah. I mean, it is a struggle. You know, it is. There are times, and I think this is probably the case for many institutions, but there are times where, yeah, that the invisible cord kind of yanks something back, and there's kind of this question of, wait, but what is the, not just who did that, but what is the reason, and how do I move forward after it? Yeah. I'm quite sure that's not unique to CC, but that doesn't mean it's not solvable at CC.
Well, and it really hurts things when there's a lack of understanding around who has ultimate authority, and you're well into a partnership process that is reciprocal and that meets all of the stated core principles. You know, when that cord is pulled makes a big difference, mm-hmm. too. And if it's, you know, far into the process, it can end up doing more damage to community partnerships than it is helping.
Yeah.
I'll speak for myself, not for you, because my comments are definitely mine. I think what CC does well is it holds a bar of excellence. And, I mean, I think from admission criteria to what we do in the classroom, it's all very, very good. I think the thing to improve upon is bring that lens to the broader community as well. Like, how do we, there's a sense that, you know, we can be excellent within these walls, but how do we make everyone else just as excellent outside of these walls? Yeah. And then in the same way, you know, from the bent of the academia side, you know, the evidence-based practice, I think, again, very strong in terms of, like, how we are innovating and creating a block plan and then the things, again, that are happening in the classroom. But I think that there should be, like, it should say evidence-based practice / iterative action cycles at the same bar, because I think that this institution should be at the forefront of creating new models and not always asking what else have other people done, and instead say, what the hell are we going to do with all these minds and these buildings to change Colorado Springs, to change our institution, and not just say, well, I mean, think about the block plan creation, right? Was it 1974? Like
72.
72.
Yeah.
Two other colleges tried it in small bits. I mean, that's not best practice, but yet we believed in it, and we believed that it was something that was going to benefit our students and benefit some
faculty
else.
Didn't want to do it.
So, I mean, I guess it's to that point that, I mean, we have sort of been patting ourselves on the back for being brazen in the spirit of the West and some of those other things. Well, then let's be brazen in the spirit of the West in a lot of other things, and not just from the sense of the classroom, but, like, how do we then also infuse Colorado College's position in the community, in commerce, in economics, in politics, in a way that does set us up to be a real pillar in the community, not just a cousin.
Yep.
I'd like to not necessarily echo, but at least be on the same plane as some of that. And if we're taping, I just ask you don't share this with the mayor and city council before I'm going to go
into second. Erase it. Edit it.
Would you like me to start?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll go.
I think we have had a woeful leadership in this community. It's been haphazard. There hasn't been a great plan. That's why things like Waldo Canyon happened, I think, and could very possibly happen again. And the ultra-conservatism has crippled this community. It's caused some of these great minds to leave Colorado Springs. We're not a world-class city. I think we could be. I think we have advantages that very few places on this earth, let alone the United States, have. We don't capitalize on it, and we're constantly butting heads. You see what's going on in Washington. It's going on in many ways here in Colorado Springs. CC is this bastion of sanity sometimes, and could be the leader in that. But they're not connected. So you hear the mayor say we want to be a world-class city, and you hear CC say we want to be a world-class institution, and they don't work well together or at all. And that can change. And it can start with the kids on campus. It can extend to the faculty and the community engagement. It's all ripe. all the resources are in place, and it's very frustrating. I've been here 20 plus years now, and I'm just waiting because I see the innovation on campus. I know the need for innovation in the community, and there's still that disconnect, and I'd like to build that bridge.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
Sorry for that. Now, this is a prime opportunity to do that because the city and the government, city governments and the county governments, all the governments, don't have as much money as they used to. So that's why when I was asking you to stick your hand out, and I've done this before, where you stick your hand out to government and you say, if college can do this, nonprofits, business, let us help you. We have some funding, we can do that. And you just guide them along and you help them to do that. They wouldn't have been open to this prior to 2008. 2010, they scrambled, didn't know what to do. This is the prime opportunity to help government change. And we have, I'm pretty conservative, but I see what has happened in the last 10 years being here, that we have a city that's not been very innovative, that has relied totally on sales tax dollars. So, I know this from the Parks Department. It only got 2% of the city budget in 2010, and you all saw what happened. 2013 will get 5.79%. But still, that's a varying bouncing ball that keeps going up and down. And funding for recreation and Meadows Park Community Center, those are the kind of things, our infrastructure is falling apart. The water lines, you all see it all over, they're breaking up because they haven't been fixed. So long-term plans and sustainability has been put on the cheap, short-term, not been done. And we've allowed differences of opinion to come in and say, because I'm conservative and you're liberal, we got to leave you guys alone, you can do your own thing. It's actually a great opportunity. And it's when you stick your hand out and the other person doesn't stick their hand out, you still go ahead and do it. It's not about being reciprocal, it's about doing what needs to be done. Behalf of people that can never thank you, that never know what to say. Anyway, that's my.
Just as somebody who works with youth constantly from the ages of 5 to 25 in the two institutions for which I work, what CC does well, obviously, is that there's a sense of academic excellence. I mean, everybody who works in Pikes Peak Community College, UCCS, wherever we all are, we understand that CC carries that standard for a lot of us around here, and that's great. I think what CC doesn't do well is that you're not part of our consciousness. When I talk to kids at Harrison School District, nothing is ever said about CC. It's CSU Pueblo, it's UCCS. You're not part of the infrastructure of that goal that local kids want to get to. I know that there's going to be a commitment to diversity here, But diversity can be, if we're going to go to Chicago and recruit kids from those cities, or we're going to go to different places, I'd like to see a little bit more of a focus put on some of the local kids here. We have kids that go to Vanguard School, Cheyenne Mountain School District, your school, Atlas Prep, that come to our community center. And I know that, those kids that are in the Harrison School District, D11, things like that, they're not looking at CC as a place where they can get to. It's like you're not even part of the CC's not even part of the conversation here locally.
But that wasn't the case 20 years ago.
That wasn't the case when I was a kid. This place was a target school. It was. I went to school with Hans Krim in D11 in Wausau. Me and Hans are good buddies. We're good buddies. I don't know. It's like,
how expensive was a school back then?
It wasn't $46,000, right. I can tell you that.
Well, it was relatively 52. Expensive all the way along. 52.
Huh?
It was relatively expensive.
I mean, It always was.
I mean, the same.
But at the level it is now?
It was the same at Harvard.
Yeah.
It was in the 70s. Right.
It
was pretty much the same.
But the thing was, is Hans got a scholarship here, and I know his dad was a physics professor here, too. But it was
no,
that
no,
thing.
Philosophy.
Huh? Philosophy. Right. Yeah. But I went to junior high school and high school at Wausau, and we played baseball with the kids whose whose parents were here. I mean, we would ride our bikes down on a Saturday morning to watch CC play football. I mean, it was horrible, but still, you know. But there was a sense that CC, that if you moved to Colorado Springs and you were a kid or you were a young person, we used to go to the barn. We used to, you know,
right.
I mean, I played
Actually,
Pee-wee
I
hockey.
Do know one
we would go steal your beer on Saturday mornings, guys, you know? But there wasn't that sense of separation,
you know,
I guess is where I'm getting
one
to.
One of the reasons that just occurred to me is the city was, when we were here,
100,000 people were on. Yeah.
And now there's 500,000, 600,000. That's half the reason. And it's why would anybody way the hell out in the Northeast want to come down here? They never come down here.
Yeah.
That is a huge demographic change.
It is. It truly is. And some of this has to, I think we were discussing a little bit about admissions, too. If there's a kid that went to Doherty High School and has a 4.25 GPA and scored a 28 to a 32 on his ACTs, right, or any of that, and he's up against a kid that went to a prep school in New York or Chicago,
they don't have a chance.
Yeah, you know, I mean, not that you should change your admissions policies, and I don't want to get into that. But I think that the problem is pretty, you know, it has a wide scope to it.
I want to talk a little bit of what you said. The best thing CC does for the community brings incredible speakers, events, other things to this college, to this community. The worst thing it does is it doesn't open, even though they're open to the public, it's not perceived or oriented that it's open to the public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that you have, it's not like you need more events or you need other things, but you don't do a very good job of targeting specific outreach communities. So, you know, and that needs to change.
Yep.
I am fairly good at, I'm very good at mobilizing CC money and people internally. I've probably done 45 to 50 events in the last 20 years at Colorado College, conferences, organizations. You have to know how to navigate the system. I'm an alum. I have friends. I have incriminating pictures on people. You know what I mean? But it's very difficult. No, talking what you were saying, what Amanda was saying, if you need to know where the pots of money are. You need to know how you can get certain. You know, I have 3 faculty members who will sign me up for a room without me asking. You know what I mean? I know how to do the system. It shouldn't be that difficult.
Right.
But, but it's one of the things I'm conniving about. But it's very difficult to do it. And so that process, and so specific suggestion, once a quarter, once a month, maybe once a year, have a session saying, here's how your group can get involved with CC. Apply to get involved with CC. Understand, whether it's Brian's group or anything else, here's our pots of money. We're not saying we're going to support you, but if you're doing something on a health reform project or a low-income poverty, here you apply to the student groups. The student groups apply to the funding board. You know what I mean? You can't just go as a community member to apply for funds. But if you can get the right people involved, you can do stuff, and that it's like a secret.
I'm also thinking perhaps CC advertises more on the independent.
Not more, much more.